Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a vocal chop that feels slightly off-center, nicely rude, and totally at home in jungle and old-school drum and bass, while keeping the CPU load nice and light. This is one of those techniques that sounds simple, but the feel is everything. The goal is not just to chop a vocal. The goal is to make it sit a fraction behind the beat, or answer the drums instead of fighting them. That tiny offset is what gives you that shaky, ragga, old-school energy. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools only, and we're going to keep the setup lean. So instead of building some huge sampler instrument with a bunch of layers and fancy processing, we'll use the simplest path that gets the job done. First, choose a vocal sample with attitude and clear transients. You want something with sharp consonants, like come on, check it, Soundboy, original, or any short phrase with a nice bite at the start. The reason this matters is because the transient is what your ear latches onto rhythmically. If the attack is clean, the offset will read clearly against the break. Drag that vocal onto an audio track first. Don't overcomplicate it yet. Turn warp on, and for this style, beats mode is usually the best starting point. It keeps the transients crisp and rhythmic, which is exactly what you want for jungle chops. Complex Pro can sound smoother, but it's usually more CPU heavy than you need for short chopped phrases. Now open the clip and zoom into the waveform. Find the exact transient you want to use as the main hit. Put warp markers around the phrase so you can isolate a very short section, maybe an eighth note, maybe a sixteenth, or even just a consonant followed by a tiny vowel tail. If the sample is too long, trim it down aggressively. In this style, economy is part of the sound. Here's where the magic happens. The offset. You can create that displaced feel in a few different ways. You can move the clip's start a few milliseconds early or late. You can nudge the whole chop by a small rhythmic division, like a 32nd or a 64th note. Or you can adjust the warp marker, so the attack lands slightly behind the snare, which is a classic jungle move. And here's a useful mindset shift. Think in micro-timing, not just note placement. A lot of the groove comes from tiny nudges after you've already quantized the phrase. So get it roughly right first. Then move it by just a hair. That little delay can make it feel more human, more swingy, and more like it's drifting inside the beat instead of sitting on top of it. If you want to trigger the chop more musically, the lightweight next step is to load the sample into Simpler. Keep it in classic mode. Turn warp off unless you actually need it, and use one shot if you want the sample to fire cleanly from MIDI notes. Shorten the amp release so the chop doesn't smear into the next hit. That's important in fast drum and bass arrangements, because long tails can blur the groove fast. Now sequence the vocal in a MIDI clip. Don't just hammer it on the grid every time. Try placing it just after the snare, or as a response to the kick, or tucked into the gaps between break hits. That call and response approach is huge in old school DNB. It makes the vocal feel like part of the arrangement rather than a loop pasted over it. If you want the chop to feel even more alive, use a little groove. Ableton's Groove Pool can add subtle shuffle without costing much CPU. Apply a light groove, keep the timing amount modest, and don't overdo the randomness. You want a bit of movement, not sloppy timing. The drum loop should stay in charge. If the vocal is fighting the break, shift the vocal later instead of trying to tighten the drums more. For processing, keep it lean. A good minimal chain might be a Q8, saturator, auto filter, and one-time based effect like delay or echo. Maybe glue compressor if you need a touch of glue, but only a little. With a Q8, high pass the vocal so it doesn't mess with the kick and sub. Depending on the source, that might be around 120 to 200 Hz, sometimes even higher. If it sounds boxy, cut a bit in the low mids. If it needs to cut through, add a small boost in the upper mids around 2 to 5 kHz. The point is to make the chop read clearly without making it loud for the sake of loudness. Then add saturator for density and grit. Keep it controlled. A few dB of drive, soft clip on if needed, just enough to give the vocals some attitude and help it sit over the drums. This is especially useful in heavier jungle or darker roller material, where the vocal has to compete with distorted breaks and respace. Auto filter is great for movement. You can use it to open the chop before a hit, then close it down afterward. That makes the phrase feel like a sample being played from a machine, which is very much part of the aesthetic. It also gives you a simple way to create tension before a drop without adding more devices. If you want space, use a single delay or echo on a send rather than loading reverb or delay on every track. That saves CPU and keeps the whole mix more coherent. In this style, You usually want the vocal to be short, punchy, and a little bit grimy. Too much reverb can wash out the impact, especially when the drums are moving quickly. A really good trick is to use a return track for ambience instead of placing reverbs all over the session. One shared reverb or echo send can glue the vocal into the same space as the breaks and bass, and it's far easier on the processor. Send only the hits that need it, especially the last word of a phrase or the end of a turnaround. Now let's make the offset feel intentional, not accidental. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens just before the chop hits, then closes after. Automate delay feedback for only certain phrases. Automate volume if you want some hits to punch harder than others. These little moves make the vocal feel like it's performing inside the track instead of just repeating. If your arrangement starts getting dense, commit early when the idea works. Freeze, flatten, or bounce the chop to audio. That's a big CPU-saving mindset shift. One good chain on one track is better than three nearly identical layers that all kind of do the same thing. Duplicate only when each layer has a clear role. For a more classic old-school vibe, try two versions of the same chop. One that lands slightly behind the beat and another that's a little more on-grid. Alternate them every bar. That call and response pattern keeps repeated vocals from sounding too looped. You can also offset different parts of the phrase differently. For example, let the consonant hit slightly early, the vowel body slightly late, and the tail even later. That makes the chop feel more performed. If you want extra tension, try a subtle swing mismatch. Give the vocal a groove that's not exactly the same as the drums. That friction can create a restless, ravey energy that works really well in jungle. Here's a simple practice move. Build a 2-bar loop with a short vocal phrase. Offset every second chop by around 10 milliseconds, or by a small rhythmic division like a 30-second note. High pass it, add a touch of saturation, maybe a tiny delay throw on the last hit, and then compare that version against a straight version. You'll hear immediately how much difference that tiny shift makes. And that's the big lesson here. In jungle and old school D&B, the offset is part of the vibe. The chop doesn't have to be perfectly locked. In fact, a little displacement can make it feel more human, more urgent, and more authentic to the style. So the workflow is simple. Pick a vocal with a strong transient. Keep the playback method light. Use warp markers or simpler to shape the phrase. Nudge it by tiny amounts until it sits just right against the break. Keep the processing lean with stock Ableton devices. And once it feels good, commit it to audio and move on to arranging. That's how you get a chopped vocal that sounds alive, sits in the pocket, and doesn't eat your CPU while you build the rest of the tune. If you want, I can also turn this into a step-by-step live demo script, or a version with exact bar counts and MIDI placements.